Brian, we use the term doyen, and the definition of doyen is the most respected or prominent person in a particular field. And I think it's fair to say that the doyen of racing, well, as far as I'm concerned anyway, from SEN Track, Andrew Bensley, he is the man, and he had a big milestone birthday during the week. And I tell you what, as we join the great man Andrew now, your birthday may have come belatedly, Andrew Bensley, because it was a terrific day's racing. Good afternoon.
Yeah, g'day to you, Joel and Fletch and everyone on 1170. Yeah, look, it was, you know, listening back to those calls and the crowd, I think, was the biggest player for me that, you know, we had timing to get 10,000 there on Saturday, and it just made the day. And you talk to jockeys, guys, about how empty it's been coming back. And, you know, while they might have won a good race, there's been no one to congratulate them bar the trainer or the strapper. But that crowd was the big thing for me. I just loved it.
Yeah, the nature strip, it had, was it third go, Andrew, at trying to win the Everest?
Yes, it was. And they just got there. Mask Crusader was, I think, about a stride and a half from catching it right on the line. But, yeah, look, he deserved it, nature strip. He's been racing at the highest level, you know, at Group 1 racing. The owners have been very keen to take him to Royal Ascot, and I reckon it could still happen next year. If it's going to happen, it's got to be next year because, you know, his age, you know, is not becoming younger. He's 7 and he would be 8 come August 1. And talking with Rod Lyons, who manages all the owners that are Australia and New Zealand based, I think that they've had discussions with Chris Waller, and let's hope they can work it out to be there next year.
Yeah, big win for the Kiwis. James McDonald and Chris Waller combined for a massive win, and it was just that. We had Max Whitby on the show, who was the slot holder of Mask Crusader on Friday, and he'd been outvoted, so he was very keen to get Eduardo into the slot. Meanwhile, Neil Werrett and co. wanted Mask Crusader, and Maxie at the 150 could have been saying, boys, I told you so. And then all of a sudden, Mask Crusader, bang, pounced over the top. What a mighty finish, Andrew.
Well, I think the helicopter shot, which we get on these big days, it really showed us what Tommy Berry had to do to weave a path. Tommy is sort of mindful that the horse isn't a horse that gets out wide like Chautauqua and really flashes late. He needs to come between horses, and therefore you need everything to go to plan. And Mask Crusader, you know, he could have been an Everest, as I say, probably another stride and a half, and he catches nature strip the pace that he was coming. These horses will probably meet again, you would think, in Melbourne. That's probably the plan in 2 or 3 weeks, but it was just a thrilling Everest and spells out again just what this race is bringing to it, not only Sydney, but to Australian racing.
Yeah, just on that, Ben. So I was down the pub on Saturday and everyone was just talking.
That's a lot of, strange.
A lot of young people down there. And they were just talking about the Everest Day. Anyway, there was a few of the older generation down there going, it's Caulfield Cup Day.
Yeah.
It's not Everest Day. Where do you sit on this? Do you see this becoming Everest Day?
Look, I'm going to say, Fletch, that on Saturday morning when I started, I emphasise that this is an Australian race day. I don't get interstate against state. For mine, and talking with both states in the last 48 hours, their turnover for both days was extraordinary. And it's even flowed through, guys, into your night racing. Your turnover for night racing has gone up substantially, and that's what's happened when the Everest has been on. There's no doubt the Everest has reinvigorated the day, but I think for us as lovers of racing, in an hour there, you got the best sprinters in the land, and then within that time frame, you got a Caulfield Cup that, okay, it may not have been the strongest Caulfield Cup because there was no internationals, but what a race it was with Incentivise doing what he did. So for mine, it's just great for Australian racing that we've got this on the same day.
Yeah, I don't buy into the Victoria versus New South Wales battle. It's just great for all racing participants, that the prize money, the owners, the viewers, it's fantastic. What about the win, Benz, the Caulfield Cup, Incentivise? People thought it might do it easy, and it's exactly what happened. It exploded, and now people are starting to have comparisons of might and power in 1997. What did you take out of the race?
Well, I mean, the story is just extraordinary, Joel. I mean, He's now won 9 on the trot.
Yeah.
3 of those, the last 3 have been in Group 1 races. And before he started the sequence of 9 up at Toowoomba with former trainer and still managing owner Steve Tregear, he couldn't get out of his own way. I mean, he was being thrashed in races. And look, I've spoken with Steve Tregear multiple times over the weekend, but he always thought the horse, when it got to long distance races, would see improvement. But not in his wildest dreams would he have thought that the horse would have done this. He's a true blue Queenslander, and Peter Moody is too. Peter might have lived in Victoria for many years now, but he still rates himself a Queenslander. And when the new owners came to Steve and said, we'd like to buy into the horse, it took a few goes. But when they said, we'd love Peter Moody to train it, that was the clinch.
Wow.
Steve Tregear said, I love Peter Moody. We know him. We've known him for a long time. And that's how Moody has got incentivized to train. And now, you know, the success that he's had. And he's got a penalty today of 1.5 kilos from the Racing Victoria handicapper. He'll have to be extraordinary to win the Melbourne Cup with 57 kilos. He'll be rewriting certain parts of the Melbourne Cup record book if he does win in a few weeks' time. So, look, it's just fantastic. I mean, you just can't believe it.
Benz, I'm going to put you on the spot here. $2.50. The tab has opened up at $2.50. Is that the shortest price that you can remember, or is there another one that was as short or shorter?
Maccabi Diva, back in her time, Fletch, would have been around the same price coming through what she did, going for, you know, the second and third wins. I don't know exactly what price. I haven't got that in front of me. But certainly she would have had strong following because everyone fell in love with her. But to have a horse like Incentivize in the Melbourne Cup, she's going to be, or he's going to be, unbelievable if this horse wins the Melbourne Cup. I know that Brett Prebble's just saying that he'll eat up 2 mile, but he's now got to eat up 2 mile. He's going to carry 57 up against horses that have been racing consistently at this level. We're going to see international horses run in the race, like a Spanish Mission, who, if he turns up in the form around Stradivarius in the UK, he's going to be extremely hard to beat. Twilight Payments back. And then, look, you would probably say of the horses that Incentivize beat on Saturday, even with the 1.5 kilo, it's going to be very hard for them to beat Incentivize. So you then got to look at the internationals. You look at Grand Promenade, who goes straight to the Melbourne Cup for Mara and Eustace. Yeah, gee, it's going to be one hell of a story if he wins the Cup.
Benz, I'll personally be taking on Incentivize at the price, and a couple of reasons to that. But one of those is that these comparisons to Might and Power. Might and Power won the Caulfield Cup by 8 lengths. Might and Power only had to carry 56 kilos in the Melbourne Cup and won by a pimple, an absolute pimple. Yeah. So for me, it's one of those horses, and I did the same with Maccabi Diva. If you get beat by it, you're happy to see it because it's a great horse and a great Australian story. However, it will not be getting my hard-earned. I've been looking at the form for Twilight Payment.
Right, here we go, Benz. Listen to this.
So the last three campaigns.
Sit back and listen, Benz. It's going to take you on a journey.
The last three campaigns for Twilight
Crow, Benz.
The last three campaigns for Twilight Payment since Joseph O'Brien had it. Each time the lead-up run was the Iris St. Ledger, and each time the runs got better, and therefore the performance in the Melbourne Cup. I just think that at $15 for Sportsbet compared to the $2.50 or thereabouts for Incentivize, I think it's a fantastic bet. What do you think about that?
No, look, I couldn't agree more. I think that we're in the Incentivize bubble, and we're there because of good reason, because the horse has been doing it. But repeating myself again, it's going to be extraordinary for the horse to do it with the weight that it's now got. Twilight Payment has to carry a kilo more, but in comparison to his Incentivize, that's not too bad. He's been racing at this hard level for such a long time. His last run was good. And even Greg Carpenter, who puts all the weights together for the race, I interviewed him from a Twitter page this afternoon. He said to me, Twilight Payment's last run was very, very good. So you're right on the mark there, Fletch. I might give you Greg Carpenter's number and you can give him a ring and just have a bit more of a chat about Twilight Payment.
Thanks, Ben. Do me research.
Oh, you've gone low-key on us.
Yeah.
Come on, Fletch.
Come on, Fletch. Yeah. You were far more compelling when you were telling the story.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, Ben's just on Incentivise. Are we putting the red pen through the participation in the Cox Plate?
Yes, we are. Yeah, no, definitely not the Cox Plate. Joel, the only reason why it remained there was if there was an issue going into the Caulfield Cup, just in case they needed to, you know, if they got a stone bruise or something like that and they had to miss it. But no, take it out of the Cox Plate. It's still going to be the final field for the Cox Plate will be out tomorrow morning. And I know Matty White will be all over that. But we've still got a very good race. Zaki, Animo, very elegant gold trip from overseas. Joseph O'Brien's got State of Rest. There's Probabil. So it's going to be a very strong Cox Plate, even with no Incentivise.
Probabil will be getting my money, Benz.
Ooh, probably.
Just hold on, I reckon, Fletch. Okay. Just hold on for the weather. I'm not saying the forecast is for heavy rain or anything like that that we had going last week, but there's rain forecast on Friday. Every time we get a bit closer to it, it's dropping off. So I'd just give it another 24, 48 hours. You're still going to get, you know, anywhere beyond $10, I reckon, $10 to $12, pending barrier draw tomorrow. But the weather's crucial for her.
Hey, Benz, have you sacked Zaki?
Oh, definitely not.
No.
And J-Mac is in isolation in Melbourne now with Hugh Bowman. They're, I think, sharing a house or something for the next 6 days. They've got to do isolation.
Hang
so
on, Benz.
They can ride.
Benz, I don't like it when I hear jockeys sharing houses.
Do they want the frontman mask?
Things get a bit weird.
No, well, they have to. The isolation, for them to come here down from Sydney, they have to do this 6 days isolation. And there was some suggestion they were going to do it, I think, at Yarrawonga. But they've got into Melbourne and they're now, I don't know whether it's an apartment or house. They probably need house so they can split themselves up, Fletch.
Yes, definitely. If the rain's coming, what about Colette?
No, it won't go to the Cox Plate, okay. I don't think. I haven't had it confirmed today. They have their Monday Godolphin meeting, Fletch, but I think there's more of a chance that she'll go to Flemington the week after.
Okay. We've got to go, Benz, but really quickly, Geelong Cup on Wednesday, Dunedin, American, Prince of Arran, I've come through that in the past. Anything we need to keep an eye on?
Very low-key race compared to the internationals because there's none of them there, but there's one horse that I want to get into the Melbourne Cup. That's Charlie Rose for Simon Wilde. Really talented mare. She's drawn a beautiful gate. So at this stage, that'll be the tip in the Geelong Cup.
Yeah, and Ben's the Four Pillars, the first time that's been run is at Rose Hill on the 30th. Different Strokes and Conrad will be in that, and let's get them home.
Yeah, he thinks he's Godolphin, this bloke, anyway. Thank you very much, Ben.
He knows more about it than me. Why did you ring me, Fletch?
No, they're my horses, Ben. I've got a share in those two horses, so we need them to win.
Oh, fair dinkum.
Okay. You know what he can do, Ben? You can interview him on SEN Track from 8 o'clock tomorrow. Okay, we've got to go, Brian.
Yeah, okay. See you, Ben.
See you, Ben. Thank you very much, mate. We appreciate it.
Happy birthday, too, mate. Happy birthday.
See you, mate. Bye.
There he is, the great Andrew Bensley.